time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I said, take the name of a famous actor, four letters in the first name, five letters in the last, spoonerize it, that is, interchange the initial consonant sounds of the first and last names, and the result will be two new, familiar first names, one male, one female, that start with the same letter, but that letter is pronounced differently in the two names. Who's the actor? Well, the actor is John Wayne. Spoonerize that, and you get Juan Jane, both starting with J, but those J's are pronounced differently.
We received nearly 450 correct responses, and the winner is Larry Otten of Sheridan, Oregon, but he joins us today from Juneau, Alaska. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what exactly are you doing in Alaska?
I'm a medevac pilot, and I'm pulling shifts up here away from home, away from my home in Oregon for a few weeks at a time.
So I assume you're joining us from the hangar you're stationed in?
That's right. And so I'll apologize for any background noises that may come up, but that's the most isolated place I can find at this time.
No, I understand. And also, you might have to leave at any minute, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we live an on-call life, much like fire department folks.
Yeah, so we're going to try and get this show on the road so that you'll have time to play the puzzle. Will, take it away. Make it snappy.
All right, Larry, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence conceals the name of a state capital in consecutive letters. You name the capitals. For example, if I said, check the chart for details, you would say Hartford, as in Hartford, Connecticut, and Hartford is hidden inside the words chart for details.
Okay, sounds like we can have some embarrassing fun with this one.
Number one, you can't rent only one trailer. You can't rent only one trailer. And look inside the words can't rent only.
Yeah, Trenton, New Jersey.
That's it, Trenton, New Jersey.
Yay.
You got it. Number two, how does golf rank for television? How does golf rank for television?
Frankfurt.
Frankfort, Kentucky. Good. That's not too pleasant a feeling. That's not too pleasant a feeling. And look inside pleasant a feeling.
Yeah, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Sorry about that.
Santa Fe, New Mexico. Good. Dad prepared flapjacks once. Dad prepared flapjacks once.
I had to write them out and see them at the same time. Jackson.
That's it. Jackson, Mississippi. Good. The numeral 8 comes before 9. The numeral 8 comes before 9.
Again, and as I sit here and write them out, embarrassingly slow. Sorry.
You're doing fine. Look inside numeral 8.
Yeah, looking for that one. And Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina. We fly to Zurich Monday. We fly to Zurich Monday.
Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia. Are you and Eric on cordial terms? Are you and Eric on cordial terms?
Concord.
And here's your last one. I want to polish off dinner. And wanna is W-A-N-N-A. I want to polish off dinner.
Annapolis,
Maryland. Yeah. Good job.
Good job. How do you feel?
I feel slow and floppy and embarrassingly happy. It's always good.
Embarrassingly happy. Those two words should go together.
That's quite the combination.
Yeah, you should just feel happy. You did really, really well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Larry, which member station do you listen to?
KOPB out of Portland, Oregon. And I'd like to say hello to my lovely wife, Alice, who's down in Oregon and 1,200 miles away from me right now.
Larry Otten of Sheridan, Oregon. Safe travels to you. Thank you very much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both so much. And you have a great day.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Ben Austin of Dobbs Ferry, New York. And it's not too hard. Name a major world city with a population in the millions. Take one letter in its name and move it two spots earlier in the alphabet. Reading backward, you now have the name of a major restaurant chain. What is it? So again, major world city, take one letter in its name, move it two spots earlier in the alphabet, read it backward, you now have the name of a major restaurant chain. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 1st. Yay, the spooky season at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.